It seems to me that creating the most supportive and the safest learning environment for all students would be essential and beneficial to quality education. Unfortunately, bullying in schools is far too common, and anything that can be done to combat this problem deserves support. To this end, Teaching Tolerance, a project of the Southern Poverty Law Center, began Mix It Up Day 11 years ago. The program is quite simple. Student cafeterias have been identified as a place where division among students is most obvious. To help break down barriers and promote tolerance and understanding, October 30th is being promoted as Mix It Up Day. It asks students to move beyond their comfort zone, to sit with someone new over lunch, to challenge themselves from not just sitting with their friends, but with sitting with someone different, someone who isn't just like them. The goal is simple. When people interact with someone different from themselves, misconceptions are dispelled and biases can be broken down. Simple, straightforward, doable, Mix It Up Day will not necessarily change the world or eliminate every student's preconceived notion about the other. But it's a start. It's a way to combat a problem that erodes the teaching environment. Bullying, marginalizing those who are different, prejudice, dismantling these should be part of a quality education. It is hard to imagine why concerned individuals would not support and encourage this program to take place in every school across our nation. But sadly, there are those who see hidden in this program to promote understanding a nefarious and dangerous intent. The American Family Association, on its website, refers to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which was founded 40 years ago to fight hate and prejudice, as a, and here I quote, a fanatical pro-homosexual group. In one interview, a spokesperson for the American Family Association said that Mix It Up Day is, quote, a nationwide push to promote the homosexual lifestyle in public schools, and in another interview, claimed that it's all about silencing Christian students who oppose homosexuality. Just to be clear, Mix It Up Day may encourage some students to move beyond their prejudice against homosexuals. But Mix It Up Day is certainly more than this. It's about tolerance, it's about diversity, it's about ending bullying. But the American Family Association can't see this or accept this because they have to defend, even when it is indefensible, their prejudice against homosexuality. The association has to make it acceptable to denounce homosexuals, to declare homosexuality an abomination, a sin against God, for it is in the Bible, and thus they claim they speak the truth. If they want to live their lives by outdated rules enumerated in the Bible, that's their choice. But I, for one, I'm tired of outdated and prejudicial ideas being pawned off as acceptable simply because it's in the Bible. The fact is, the biblical world held many views that would not be and should not be acceptable today. Our schools should not be held back by prejudice posing as religious teaching. Our students, our society, needs educated individuals who respect diversity and fight against prejudice. As a sign I saw on the side of a bus in London recently said, "Some people are gay. Get over it." I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.